do you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
What is it made of?
Iron.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Okay, what do you call that thing that, I don't even know, that's what Lynn Griffin? That she makes her brunch with stew in, what do you call that?
That's the black wash pot.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Oh, well, that's the planter. All right.
Okay, what would you call that over there? That those flowers are in.
Well, that's the vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for the supper? Name all the utensils you would put.
Well, knife. And a spoon and your fork.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she blanks them in clear water.
Wrenches them in clear water.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Well, a dishcloth.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Well, drying cloth, drying towel, whichever you prefer.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
A bath cloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
People used to buy flour in a
sack, cloth sack.
Did they ever sell anything larger that you know of?
In 24 and 50 pound.
And granted, so you always sold it in sacks then, nothing else?
Nothing else.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in the fairly large quantities?
In cans.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you are riding in a buggy?
You pull the lines tighter. Our whip. Use the whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Well, from 2 pound, 5 pound, 10 pound, and 25 pound and 50 pound bags.
What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
A crocker sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel of corn.
What about the amount of wood you can carry? What would you call that?
Well, an armful of wood.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
What do nails come in?
Nails, you nail in wood?
Uh-huh.
Well, in bags.
Is that how granddaddy sold it, in bags?
Yes.
Did they ship them?
Uh-huh.
What did they ship them in, by chance?
Oh, they shipped them in kegs.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or stays in place? The iron ring that goes around it. What do you call that?
Well, that's the band. That's